Damien, we have some news about an iconic restaurant and bar in La Mesa reopening. What can you tell us about Chopes?
That's right. For more than 100 years, people have been driving down what is now Highway 28 through the pecan orchards to head out to Chopes Bar and Grill in La Mesa for a plate of enchiladas or chili rellenos, maybe something cold to drink. It's an absolute historic location. It started out before New Mexico was even a state, and it's been in the same family. The current owners, Amelia Rivas, Cecilia Yanez, and Margarita Martinez, are the daughters of the original Jose Chope Benavides. They decided early on in the pandemic that they were just going to close the doors until we kind of got clear of this thing. You know, now that more people are vaccinated, they're looking at reopening, and we'll be doing that soon. But as they do that, they're also passing off the day-to-day operations to their children. Between the three sisters, they've got 8 children and 16 grandchildren, by the way, who have also grown up working in and around the family business. So lots of people really excited about that. The reopening date for the cafe is going to be announced at a later date, but the sisters are kind of asking that the community be patient and stop in just as soon as the doors get reopened again.
All right, Damien, thanks for that update. Many folks were sad to see the longtime Corner Deli in Las Cruces close its doors recently, but we have some news that the Corner Deli is reopening under new ownership.
That's right. For about the first week of September, that was one of our most read stories on our website. So many people were sad to see the closure of Corner Deli. At the time, the owners thought they were closing for good, but the doors aren't going to stay closed for as long because the restaurant's now slated to open November 1st under new ownership. Mark and Cindy Stevens, who operated the deli for more than 30 years there at North Main and Madrid in Las Cruces, they were ready to retire. And when the new owners saw the outpouring of support, Mike Best reached out to the Stevenses about acquiring the business. He's been a customer since he went to NMSU in 2007 and kind of got to know the owners. They're keeping the menu the same. They're going to kind of spruce up the inside, do a little remodeling, and bring back some former employees to help with the ownership transition before they open the doors. So lots of familiar faces will still be around.
Okay, now we do have news of a restaurant closing in Mesilla. What can you share with us about this restaurant that's closing its doors?
That's right. Josefina's Old Gate seemed to have a new, kind of a new lease on life. When it was leased last December, the owner, Kathleen Foreman, leased it to Randy McMillan after having it for 15 years up and operating. McMillan owns the Fresh Chili Company. He also owns the very popular new Rio Grande Winery. And they decided that they were going to kind of close down the operation of Josefina's Old Gate and focus more attention on the winery, where he said event bookings have just increased way beyond their expectations and kind of strained the kitchen staff at Josefina's, which McMillan said had at one time attempted to provide all of the food for winery guests, but the kitchen was just way too small to provide meals for both businesses. And at the end of the day, they decided that they just couldn't keep that much on the plate and decided to step away from Josefina's.
Damien, thanks for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week on the Monday Business Watch.
Always a pleasure.